there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. It's so good to be back. Today, we're lacing up our shoes and talking about something that's essential for achieving any dream: endurance. We're diving into the powerful idea that the marathon continues. Let's get into it. Life is not a sprint. It's not about quick wins, shortcuts, or instant gratification. It's a marathon demanding patience, endurance, resilience, and the grit to keep moving forward. Even when your legs are heavy, your spirit feels weary, and the finish line seems far away. The marathon continues. Finish what you started is a reminder that the journey towards your dreams, your healing, your purpose, and your growth is not meant to be easy. It's meant to shape you. Every challenge you face, every setback you encounter, every moment you want to quit is an opportunity to build the strength, the wisdom, and resilience you'll need to not just to finish the race, but to finish it well. So this episode today is for anyone who's ever started something with fire and excitement, only to hit the wall of doubt, discouragement, or difficulty. It's for those who've been tempted to walk away from the vision they once prayed for simply because the path got harder than they expected. It's for dreamers, builders, fighters, and believers who know deep down quitting is not an option. It's all about pushing through obstacles without losing sight of the end goal. Embrace discipline when motivation fades. Leaning in on faith. Focusing on those things that you want but you cannot see but you believe wholeheartedly in. And resilience. You need a lot of resilience when the road gets tough. You turn setbacks into fuel for your next stride. Build that endurance to finish what you've started and even more. The race isn't always about speed. It's about stamina. The victory doesn't belong to those who start fast, but to those who refuse to stop. So when the road gets long and the struggle gets real, remember, the marathon continues, and so do you. Let's get into it. We all have these great ideas. We start new projects, new habits, new chapters with a burst of inspiration. But what happens when the initial motivation fades? When the path gets rocky, the finish line seems miles away, and you feel like giving up? That's when you have to remember that the true victory isn't in starting, it's in finishing. Starting strong, the start strong illusion. Let's explore that more. There's the rush of newness. We love the feeling of a fresh start, the clean slate, the surge of energy that comes with a new goal. And then there's the dip. Recognize that every journey has a dip, a period where progress slows, obstacles appears, and the excitement wears off. And then there is the level of redefining success. Success isn't about constant, rapid progress. It's about showing up consistently, even when you don't feel like it. Let me say that again for the people in the back. It's all about showing up consistently, even when you don't feel like it. So I want to explore, let's take a deeper dive into why we quit and how to stay. The first reason is fear of failure. We quit because we're afraid we won't be perfect. But remember, an imperfect finish is always better than no finish at all. You have to go for it and you have to be in it to win it. And then there is this thing called the comparison trap. It's a big no-no. We talk about this a lot on our podcast. Stay in your lane. Stop the comparison game. And the comparison trap, what that is
We quit when we compare our messy middle to someone else's polished end. You have to stay in your own lane and focus on your own progress. So stop that comparison trap. You are unique. You have your starting place. You have things that you have to personally work on to grow and develop. So don't compare yourself when you're at your messy middle and someone's already been through that messy middle and they're at the polished end of things. So stay in your lane, focused on you, and keep your eyes on the prize. And here's another reason why we quit. The lack of a why. You have to know your why. When things get tough, your why is your fuel. That's all the superpower you need. Reconnect with the original reason you started this journey from the very beginning. What is your deep motivation? What is motivating you? So another thing, what you want to do is get into that practical endurance training. We're going to talk about the skill set, the fuel on how to stay and keep going when things get tough. So micro goals, you have to set those. Instead of focusing on the entire marathon, focus on simply the next step. What's the next step for me to grow and develop? Steps at a time. And then what's the one small thing you can do today to implement accomplishing that micro goal, not the entire full picture? So there's steps to this. And another thing, embrace the messy middle. Acknowledge that this is a part of the journey. This is where the real growth happens. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be growth and evolution. So understand that. Build a support system. Surround yourself with people who will cheer you on, hold you accountable, and remind you of your strength and all that you're capable of. And celebrate your wins and accomplishments. Acknowledge and celebrate every small victory along the way. Each completed step builds momentum for the next one. And here's the big thing that a lot of people ignore. Rest and recharge. Endurance doesn't mean nonstop hustle. It means knowing when to rest so that you can come back stronger, baby. So let's talk about this part right here. The sweetness of the finish. Pride in completion. There is a deep satisfaction that comes from seeing something through to the very end. The lessons learned from the struggle itself, that teaches you this powerful lesson about resilience, discipline, and your own capabilities. And another big thing, a part of this, is just opening the doors to the next chapter. Finishing what you start builds the confidence and momentum you need for your next big goal, your next big challenge in life. So let's get more into that. What are our real, raw, relevant takeaways for today? The first one is you are stronger than you think. The tough moments are a testament of your resilience. Just because life gets tough, just because things happen, that doesn't give you a pass to give up. It gives you a pass to regroup, take a step back, assess your goals, assess where you're at, and find different strategies so that you can push through whatever it is you're going through. Your life may not be easy, and that itself will be a testament to your greatness when you overcome those challenges and stay focused on your overall goal. And consistency is key. Showing up day after day is what gets you to the finish line. Your journey is your own journey. Don't let comparisons derail your progress, because when you start comparing yourself to others, when you start looking to the left and the right and seeing what your family members are doing, your friends are doing, your colleagues are doing, and you may not be at that level, and that's okay. That's how you get derailed in your progress when you're comparing. So stay focused, keep your eyes on the prize, in it to win it, set your daily goals, and also reflect on how things are going. Are they going well? Is it something you need to pivot from and change? And no, the finish line is waiting. So keep going, you beautiful soul. The marathon continues. Don't count yourself out. Count yourself in. Greatness is ahead. It might be hard. Some days may be harder than others. You may feel like giving up, but endurance matters. It's more than a quick win. There's power and persistence when challenges rise. Tell yourself you got this. It's just a temporary setback, and keep pushing, keep moving forward. Know that finishing strong, no matter what, how tough things get, you can do this. You are an overcomer. And know the vision, because whatever it is, that's your why. That fuels the way, the race. You have to remember what's important to you, why you started. That keeps you going. That fuels momentum. And it just builds you up when things get tough, because challenges will come your way. Nothing in life is perfect, but if it's something that you want, be willing to put that dedication, that level of sacrifice, that level of commitment, that level of persistence when things don't go your way, that level of pivoting to find a better solution so that you can accomplish your goals. That's why it's so important to understand your vision, your why, to fuel that race so that you can finish strong, so that you can continue that marathon, not a sprint. It's not how fast you start. It's endurance, baby. It's how you continue and maneuver throughout the race. And the race is not giving to the swift or strong or how fast you maneuver through it. Victory belongs to those who keep pressing on, who doesn't quit. Recognize hitting the hard miles when the excitement wears off, when that excitement of your original plan, where it dulls and it fizzles out. Recognize the wall we all hit after that honeymoon phase, and shifting from hype-driven progress to discipline-driven action. You know, knowing that you have to be disciplined, you have to be consistent, you have to be committed to the entire process. So reframe your struggles as a part of the process. Look at your mindset. How are you looking at things that you're going through? Challenge yourself to look at things differently. And know when you're battling obstacles, how are they going to set you back? Learn to adapt when your plans, sometimes they may fall apart. And seeing failure as feedback, how can you learn from those things that you went through? See that failure as feedback and not a dead end. And be practical. Understand the strategies for staying focused under pressure. You know, how to stay calm, how to, you know, keep your head in the game, the weight of fatigue, how to keep going when your energy is very low. Balance your rest with perseverance. There's a difference between quitting and pausing to recover. So if anyone needs to hear that, know that you don't have to quit when things get tough. You could pause, you could take a breather, you could reassess what your situation is and analyze some better solutions on how to attack that situation, because the number one thing is trying the same thing over and over and getting the same results. You're setting yourself up for failure. So it's okay to pause and not quit so that you can assess your strategy, so that you can maneuver better to get yourself to the finish line. So there's a difference between having that level of focus and discipline and having that level of mental clarity, and the difference between quitting, giving up, because winners never quit, and pausing to recover, recuperating. You know, that's just like when you're running a race, like recovering, drinking that water, like breathing, catching your breath because you've been running so fast. So that's okay. And know the mindset of a finisher. Let's unpack that. Discipline over motivation. why showing up daily beats waiting for inspiration. Some people are waiting to be inspired. No, sometimes you may not feel it. Sometimes you may not be in that honeymoon stage, but you have to show up. You have to be consistent, and you have to remember why you started, what your goals are, and how to build that unshakable consistency so that you're consistent day in and out, no matter what comes your way. There's so many ordinary people who achieved extraordinary results by refusing to quit. You can be one of them once you make up your mind and understand that you are a winner. You're going to finish strong. And know that you have to have faith, you have to be focused, and you have to believe in order to be resilient. And leaning on your inner strength when the outside world feels heavy. I know all about that too well. You have to know how to just build your inner strength, your inner compass. Sometimes the outside world may feel heavy, and that's okay. You have to have your inner sanctuary, your inner guidance, you know, the role of faith, belief, and hope, and your belief system, your positive affirmations. I'm big on positivity and positive affirmations, and just finishing the race and developing that positive mentality no matter what. And celebrate your progress along the way. Learn from all of those obstacles and hurdles. And when you overcome any small challenge that you faced on that bumpy road, celebrate that. It's definitely worth acknowledging and celebrating. Track your growth and the process throughout the journey, and know that gratitude that will always fuel your level of endurance. And know that sweet victory, crossing the finish line because of persistence, because you didn't give up, because day in and day out, when things got tough, when things got in your way, you weren't a quitter. So know what it feels like to complete what you started, that sweet victory at the finish line, why the journey matters more than the outcome. That's critical, because you're going to face so many bumps in the road, so many hurdles, but you have to look at the big picture, the victory lap at the finish line, and know the marathon continues. You have to finish one race, and that prepares you for the next race. It's a marathon. And know how you're going to inspire others with your story of resilience and inspire them to keep going when they feel like giving up, because of your testament, because of your hard work, because of you getting to the finish line and leaving that legacy of showing persistence pays off. What's better than that? You know, accomplishing your goals and also inspiring others to do the same thing. And remember, keep running your race. Winners don't quit on themselves. So that's the reminder that toughness is temporary, but finishing is forever. The marathon continues as long as you're alive. So keep pressing forward, and no, don't stop now. You're closer than you think. So this episode is for anyone that's listening to this episode in this podcast today, and you feel like the load that you're carrying, the weight on your shoulders is so heavy, and you're tired and you're frustrated and you feel like giving up. This is your invitation today to keep going. Don't stop. Keep going, keep pushing, keep hustling. You got this. You are a winner, and your determination will dictate your destination. So be persistent, be tenacious, remember your why. Allow that to fuel you on this marathon, on your journey in life, and be inspirational and inspire others with your greatness. Be persistent, be consistent, and know that the race, crossing the finish line, that will follow because you've done all of the right necessary steps to get yourself there throughout the journey. Remember, beautiful souls, the true character and measure of your character isn't how you start, but how you finish. No matter where you are on your journey, don't give up. The marathon continues. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey. Until next time, keep running your race, keep shining, and
so good to be back. We're not going anywhere. So I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.